This is Allison Bates, the campus organizer for the Secular Student Alliance.
This is Edward Jonsson, president of the Norwegian Humanist Association.
Michael Malik, board member with the New Orleans Secular Humanist Association.
This is Margaret Downey, president of the Atheist Alliance International. And you're listening to Humanist Network
Humanist
News.
Network
the Humanist News. Network News.
I ain't afraid of your Yahweh. I ain't afraid of your Allah. I ain't afraid of your Jesus. I'm afraid of what you do in the name of your God.
I'm Duncan Crary.
And I'm Jess Constantine. And we're the hosts of Humanist Network News, a monthly podcast of the Institute for Humanist Studies. In each show, we try to explore a different area of humanist thought, from politics to pop culture.
Humanism is a non-religious philosophy based on reason and compassion.
In English, please, Duncan.
How about good people who don't believe in God?
You know, Brenda Fry actually said it really well on our show one time, Duncan.
She did. Our guest, Brenda Fry, the atheist who appeared on FX's reality TV show 30 Days.
One of the things that bothered Michael was the most was that he could not understand how people can live a valuable life and one that cares about the betterment of the world without having God or the Bible as a script.
Humanist Network News is an international program that's produced here at the Humanist Center in downtown Albany.
An international city, might I add.
A hub.
Albany, New York.
A melting pot. We speak with authors, activists, scientists, lobbyists, and youth leaders, such as the International Humanist and Ethical Youth Organization.
When I say the word humanism, what do you think about? Can I get one word from each of you?
No dogma.
Feeling connected.
The value of the human individual.
Human rights.
Democracy.
Humanism sounds like a pretty reasonable philosophy, right?
I think so.
Well, here's what humanists are up against in today's world.
We may be hinging maybe one vote away from losing church-state separation as we know it.
Theological definition of who can get married and who can't.
Industry cares about environmental, public health kind of things. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, the religious conservatives care about reproductive health and stem cells. And, you know, so the problem is you combine them together, it's kind of the perfect storm.
Other topics that we cover range from bioethics.
If technology be able to clone human beings, mm-hmm. would I consider those human beings different than those naturally conceived? Right? No, I wouldn't consider them different.
Right. To French gangster rap.
The argument made from the other perspective was, I am expressing a feeling which is out there on the streets, and they're feeling this because of a combination of things, including economic impoverishment, police brutality, a sense of desperation about life.
Occasionally, our listeners also contribute essays, and they don't all have to be as serious as this one.
Jesus knew this and said to those gathered with him, eat me, okay? Just eat me.
Sometimes we get lucky and interview celebrities like musician Holly Near.
And if you're working on racism, but you don't include gay people, then you only want freedom from racism for people who are heterosexuals? You know, I mean, you can't break us up into little pieces like that, much as people try. And I'm just unwilling to be chopped up into little pieces.
And here's Julia Sweeney from SNL talking about the atheist community.
The type of personality who's willing to say that they're an atheist is a person who doesn't mind being not aligned with the mainstream of society. And there are characters in this, but I love them. I love them. I mean, to me, these are my peeps.
And just to keep us on our toes, our listeners call in regularly to let us know how we're doing.
Heard the podcast regarding religion and superheroes. I'm wondering why Batman wasn't mentioned. Wouldn't he be a perfect humanist? Sort of scientific, clever, independent kind of guy without superpowers. Did it all on his own. So kudos to Batman.
Sometimes the staff of the Institute is asked to appear on other radio shows or podcasts, and we like to include those in our own show.
Because joining us now is Matt Cherry, who's the executive director for the Institute for Humanist Studies. I find it interesting that your name comes up in an article that says, in defense of the Pope. From a humanist perspective, why get involved in this debate?
Because humanists believe in an open society where free speech is guaranteed for everyone, including people we disagree with, because it's really not free speech if you only allow speech for people you already support or agree with.
And I applaud that because I'm a big fan of open debate.
And to give you a break from Duncan's constant rambling, I try to throw in some music that has either a social justice or activist twist to it.
I appreciate the facts why I'm here. Yes, I am a sound scientist. Came to evaluate the evidence.
To listen to our show, visit humaniststudies.org/podcast.
And don't forget to check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/humaniststudies.
I'm going to get you next show, Jess.
Yeah, whatever.